Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What's the little thing that brings you an immense amount of joy? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
I just feel like we need to celebrate those things that just make you feel a deep sense of joy.
Yeah.
And I was moved by this yesterday when my son, and I've noticed he's been doing this. Well, during the pandemic, maybe we've ordered some things online more than usual.
Oh, you don't say.
And he loves when you get things that have bubble wrap. And I'm not talking about the bubble wrap from when we were kids where you would use your fingers to...
Yeah.
I'm talking about the bubble wrap that's like a very long chain of bags that are full of air.
It's like little air pillows.
Yeah. He could get something he's been waiting for eons and be more excited about the air bubbles than he is about the actual item.
What does he do? Sit on them? Pop them?
I don't even... He takes... It's like his favorite thing is to just like find creative ways to pop them. Huh. He loves it. And I was just moved by his joy of that the other day.
Yeah.
That I thought, what else gives people that insane amount of joy? 651-641-1071. What's the little thing that just brings you joy?
Little things of joy.
Yeah. Who do we have on the line?
Mary's here.
Hello, Mary.
Hey, Mayor.
Mary, what is the thing that just brings you an immense amount of joy?
Okay. Well, I'm your family member down in South Carolina. So
hey.
I open up my front door and I look at my palmetto tree.
Oh. And I bet it's like not snowy.
Well, no, but it's pouring down rain right now and 61. But
okay.
Since all right. Bradley's all about Googling,
mm-hmm.
And I know it's not the holidays anymore, but for fun, you need to Google why you don't put Christmas lights on a palmetto tree.
Oh.
He'll laugh.
Why you don't?
He will. Now you've given him something to do, Mary, for the next couple minutes.
Okay, love you guys.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Nobody.
Okay, fine.
You might want to see what she's talking about.
Okay,
it's kind of hilarious.
Okay. So are you going to... Hold on. Why you don't...
You can just say palm trees or something.
Okay. Christmas lights? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yep. Why you don't put Christmas lights on palm trees?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a video I should be watching?
Just hit the image.
Yep.
Google image search.
Okay. All right. Yep. Mm-hmm. That is actually a suggestive... thing that I'm looking at right now.
Hey, looks like a big happy
Schweenus
that is saluting the world,
making itself known.
Yep,
that's hilarious. So now you're welcome to everybody who's at their desktop at work.
Why don't
Googling
you
this.
Put Christmas lights on palm trees?
Oh my gosh.
That's why.
That's pretty great. All right. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Dylan.
Hello, Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Dylan, what is the small thing that just brings you immense joy?
It's listening to you guys, actually.
Oh, Dylan, your check is in the mail. Thank you.
Thank you. Honestly, like, I don't get the chance to listen to you guys live because I work nights, so I'm sleeping a lot. But when I do, I get to... A lot of fun.
Oh,
thank
Dylan,
you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. That was I how
thank
much
you.
How much are we paying for the compliments these days?
Nothing.
You guys? Okay.
I mean, that's why you listen.
Thank you. Do you want to know what the little thing is that brings me joy?
What is the little thing that brings Colleen Lindstrom joy?
Time alone.
Oh.
It is so hard to come by these days.
Oh, I'm
so,
sure.
So like my car
Well, yeah,
because
you have a house full of people.
Yeah. My car ride to work is like divine.
I bet.
Alone with my thoughts. What's the little thing that brings you joy, Bradley?
Well, you know, I was gonna say something stupid, but I won't, because you asked a real question.
Thank you.
Honestly, I think one of my favorite things over the last year has been dog walks. I get to walk with my dog because I've been walking a lot more. Obviously, when the gyms were closed, I would go on more walks and longer walks. And I just, it's so nice to be out in, it sounds mm-hmm. so goofy, but it's well, nice to be out in nature.
I think we appreciate it in a different way mm-hmm. than we probably were prior.
Yeah.
Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
What's
Hello
the,
there, everybody.
What's the little thing that just brings you so much joy?
Well, I'm rediscovering things from my childhood that I thought had were completely gone. We were Christmas shopping at the general store over there in Minnetonka, and I found some candies that I haven't seen in close to 40 years. They had the Wacky Wafers, which were like an overgrown Smarties.
Oh, yeah.
And Astro Pops and a bunch of other ones.
I loved Astro Pops. You could, like, stab people with them.
Yeah, they still have them. Never knew it. I thought they'd been gone since the late 80s.
That's kind of cool. So are you just, like, dreaming up things that you remember from your childhood and finding them all over the place now?
Yes. And I'm trying to buy stuff on eBay and some toys
that I
had that disappeared and just, candy.
That is fantastic. Thank you for your call. Holly, what's the little thing that's bringing you joy?
I like to go on walks. Mm-hmm. And then when I go on my walks, I like to look for cats in the window.
I love that.
This is a long, ongoing thing.
Do people ever think that you're like a creeper because you're like photographing in their windows?
I think about that, but then I just let that go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hope that you don't get a visit.
Yeah. Like, I don't geotag or, you know, yeah. I'm not like, oh, this is where I took this picture.
Yeah.
But it just, you 37,
know, 184.
Exactly. So, you know, I appreciate it. If you got a cat, set him up in a nice place by the window so that I can take a picture
of
it.
The good news is, especially on a sunny day, cats will find their way.
That's true.
To the window.
That's right.
At any given time. Well, thank you, everybody, for spreading a little bit of joy. We don't have any more callers, right, Holly?
No, we have one more.
Can
we let Raleigh have the last
word? I would love that. Hello, is it Raleigh? Mm-hmm. Hello, Raleigh. Raleigh, what is the little thing that brings you joy?
Oh, donating blood.
I love that.
Yep, I just did it today.
Oh, wonderful. How often are you doing that?
This is my fifth time.
I love it. That's so great.
Yeah. Yep.
Raleigh, thank you for doing that, and thank you for sharing that with us. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we need to talk about a phlarmus.
I'm sorry. Did you get a prescription for that?
I haven't been able to find one just yet. I'm still afflicted by a phlarmus, and we're going to afflict you with our phlarmus after this on My Lucky. Talk 107.1. Do you have a little phlarmus over there, Bradley? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
This is the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
It's hell, but it's natural.
It totally is. And a lot of people might think, wow, they've been real publicationship heavy today on the Colleen and Bradley show. And we would say, always. But we do have another relationship to talk about.
Yeah. So relationship for publicity, right? Ben Affleck on a de Armas.
That's what we call a phlarmus. What's the latest, Bradley?
Well, okay. So a couple stories, but I would like to share with you one in particular. And that is, don't worry, you guys. Much like many relationships, when rumors show up indicating mm-hmm. perhaps they're going to go away, they might not go away because here's a headline for you mm-hmm. from the Daily Mail. Quote, Ben Affleck is, quote, giving up on women unless ex Ana de Armas, quote, comes back asking for another chance. He's going to be gay if she doesn't come back to him. What?
Okay, this is so dramatic.
Yeah. So basically, the Daily Mail is doing a report of the report from a report that came out in The Mirror, mm-hmm. which is another tabloid of questionable veracity, saying that the two-time Oscar-winning filmmaker, two-time Oscar-winning filmmaker Ben Affleck is reportedly ready to remain single and ready to mingle, but not with women, unless Ana de Armas takes him back.
This is ridiculous.
This doesn't make any sense. And they're not saying he's going to be gay. That's just, to me, I'm like, well, that's what you're making
it
sound
like. He's swearing off of women.
Like, I'm just going to be celibate. It's, now, listen to the actual words from the source. Quote, unless there's some miracle and Anna comes back asking for another chance, he's really focused on prioritizing himself and his kids rather than relationships. And his friends have been joking about him taking an oath of celibacy. Whether or not he can stay single for long remains to be seen. But his friends have urged him to work on himself and stop rushing into very intense relationships.
Question.
Answer.
Who do you think called up the Daily Mirror with that information?
Probably the Ben Affleck Society.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah.
Like, okay. What we have in front of us is a 50-piece jigsaw puzzle and no picture.
Yeah.
But I don't need a picture because I can tell you what it's going to look like when we put it all back together.
So what is this picture going to look like?
They're about to get back together.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Here's why.
Ooh.
Here's why. Because, and I want to call back to what you just said when I read you this from page 6. A source tells page 6 they still love each other.
Oh.
Ben misses her.
Oh.
Ben Affleck would not commit to having more kids. She's in her 30s, and that was a deal breaker. But people who believe them believe, or people who know them believe that it's temporary. They still talk several times a day.
Oh. Mm. Well, okay, so here's the truth. That very well may be correct,
mm-hmm.
your theory.
Mm-hmm.
Also, likely to me, is that it doesn't matter because this is a common trajectory of all publicationships, regardless of how genuine or actual the relationship is. What I mean by that is it is very common to see after they break up rumors that they're getting back together. And it's kind of the opposite, like the mirror image of what's happening right now with Kim and Kanye.
Mm.
Because it was like, they're going to get divorced unless they're not.
Right.
Right? Like, they want to keep you stringing along. Like, they're going to string us along on the possibility of this publicationship for as long as humanly possible. Again, yeah, I mean, get back together would mean what? That they continue the publicationship? Well, that was never very genuine to begin with.
Right.
So sure, like, they could be seen together and rumors go around about their publicationship. It almost is irrelevant, though, right?
Right. Right, because
it just keeps their names in headlines regardless of what's actually happening behind the scenes.
It's the stringing along of the storyline that has been paying dividends for them. I mean, you know, Ben Affleck is taking checks from Dunkin' Donuts and she's got jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, you
she's
did not
got an actual
Let's
movie
just
coming
remind
out.
People what we said yesterday in case you forgot how amazingly accurate we are.
And humble.
And amazing. Humble. Lena Dunham. I forgot how amazing we were. Oh, so a year ago, literally a year ago, we did not know. The world did. We did not. And what I mean by that is a lot of people didn't know what an Ana de Armas was.
Right.
At least she was not in the forefront of celebrity tabloids. She was not a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her publicationship with Ben Affleck, she has been able to get her name in headlines in a way that is beneficial for any celebrity.
Ben-official.
Hey-o!
Thank you!
Also, somebody pointed this out, and we missed the boat on this relationship. We were so tickled at our aflarmus coinage.
Banana.
It should have been banana.
I know.
Ben-anna.
I know,
banana.
But aflarmus is just so delightfully ridiculous.
I know, but aflarmus sounds like an affliction.
It does.
But anyway, so moral of the story is, nobody, I don't want to say nobody knew what an Ana de Armas was, because I don't want to imply that she's not a meaningful human being with contributions to society and humanity overall. However,
no, but you might have known a couple of her roles, but you would not have, if you heard her name out of context, you weren't like, oh yeah, her.
She was a star on the rise.
Yeah.
And now people who weren't paying attention to Ana de Armas now have a vested interest in what an Ana de Armas is, because I have heard it out of the lips of people who do not pay attention to these things.
Yeah. I will say, I am going to miss their weird paparazzi walks and like those undercover pictures of her with her legs wrapped around him and the two of them like pulling their masks down for a hot makeout sesh. I'm going to miss that.
Do you know what really galls me?
What?
Is that people don't see through these lies.
Specifically, this is what I've been saying today.
Specifically with, as relates to Ben Affleck, and sure, Ana de Armas, but she's only like, she showed up to this game late. Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck, they have abused our attention span far too long.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? These two are just great people, I'm sure, right? In the grand scheme of humanity.
Sure.
But in terms of like what's moving and shaking in Hollywood, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner,
they're not moving
for the amount
nor shaking.
Of real estate that they have gotten in tabloids versus their actual contributions to cinematic culture and legacy. I don't get it.
So I actually want to talk about that really quickly because we don't have very long. I actually want to talk about that because I think that's such an interesting observation. When you, we can't do this right now because like, it would require us to have like a sample group. But if anybody said like, name five projects that Jennifer Garner has done.
Yeah.
Even to a person who has followed her career, like I'd be like Capital One commercial, yeah. Alias.
Well, even narrow it down to the past decade.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to Capital One commercial.
Yeah.
That's it. But you really, I just don't think people would be able to rattle off a lot of Jennifer Garner's career. However, Jennifer Garner, full on household name.
And think of any other celebrity who gets tabloid traction as much as they do. You will know a lot more about their career.
Right.
Than you do these two.
So they got a lot by doing very little in terms of how that, you know, their names being on our lips all the time. But
yeah,
but it didn't necessarily always translate into projects that you would recognize them from.
And Ben Affleck has done some stuff, to be sure. That's why he's a star,
right?
Of that caliber. It's not that I'm questioning even their star. It's I'm questioning the mileage they've gotten out of their star in the last 5 years in a way that doesn't mirror their contribution overall in the last 5 years. Like Ben Affleck's career over the last 5 years, I mean, I know he's done one or two things, but I'm not sure it warrants all of these tabloid headlines.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy stupid idiots, we're going to tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Okay.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again. Oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
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 I think that we're going to St. Louis.
Okay. I mean, if you have to.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Exactly.
The best thing that ever came out of St. Louis, but.
Janet Portzelt and Evan Hauserman are the subject of this crazy, stupid, idiot conversation.
Yay.
This is from an incident that occurred on January 12th. 40-year-old Janet Portzelt worked at, and I say worked because I'm pretty sure she don't work there no more. Worked at the Primrose School, which is a child, like a preschool slash child care experience in this particular neighborhood in St. Louis. And she did not feel like going to work.
Oh, okay.
But she wanted to be paid for a full day. And so she and her partner in crime, literally, Evan Hauserman, came up with a winning plan. And by winning, I mean a losing plan.
Oh, okay, so not a winning
plan. He used an anonymous texting application with a fake phone number to call in bomb threats to the preschool, resulting in the evacuation of the entire preschool. Over 90 people, including infants, who had to be brought out into the parking lot in cribs in 36-degree weather. Yeah.
What?
So, like, they call in the bomb threat. They're like, hey, bomb, 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 bomb. And the Primrose School, which has 90 people, including employees and children, babies, who are napping in their little cribs, they have to be evacuated in 36-degree weather. I know. All because Janet Portzelt didn't want to work and she wanted to get paid a full day.
You know, like, every time I hear bomb threat, I think of high school, because I don't know about your high school, but we had bomb threats in high school.
All the time.
And it was not fun. So I just think, like, who does that after high school?
Right? Crazy stupid idiots. That's who. We don't know what job she held at this particular preschool, but we can be sure she no longer is employed there.
That's probably a good move.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, listen, I'm not saying it's okay, but when teens or young people do it, you can understand, right? To the degree that you're able to.
Yeah.
That, like, underdeveloped brains have poor choice-making skills.
Poor choice-making skills, yes.
Words are hard.
I know.
Okay.
It's only Tuesday.
Thanks.
Find your lips.
I'm trying. But when they're well above that age, and they should have a fully formed prefrontal cortex, yeah, there's no excuse for that kind of behavior.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
So rude.
Do you have a crazy stupid?
I do. Let's go to Queens.
Okay.
And this is
Queens.
Yas, Queens. Actually, more like no Queens. So let's go to Queens, New York City. And I want to tell you about a crazy stupid COVID idiot. That's a crazy stupid idiot that is unique to COVID times. And this story comes to us, as I said, from the New York City Sheriff's Office, where they broke up a 75-person party.
Okay.
75
we are not doing that
person party, but wait, there's more. So 63 of those people are going to face a $1,000 fine for the health code violation at the location, which apparently was known to frequently hold pandemic parties, because that's a thing. They got a tip on this place at 6525 Roosevelt Avenue in Woodside. And this bust happened shortly before midnight. But, you know, pandemic parties, sadly, not crazy, stupid, idiot worthy, because, well, there are a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty par for the course. But wait.
There's more.
So as they were busting people up,
they took them apart? They just... Yeah.
They decided to... cut the people into pieces.
Okay.
No.
Army Hammer there.
Deputies were forced to call the FDNY, that is the fire department, to gain access to the entrance because it was blocked by a fire hazard. I don't know what that means, but something was blocking the entrance, right?
Okay.
So then they get inside the basement. They find several dozen partygoers in a bar where alcohol was being served without a liquor license, of course. And so that's just a bunch of hot mess. But as I said, wait, there's more. They found the presence of something that really just is not good. In this moment, in a place where you have 75 people in a basement partying. Do you want to guess what that is?
Mold.
No. Mold, yeah. Oh, there's mold in this basement.
Schmeces?
No, worse. Carbon monoxide.
Oh.
So apparently the levels of carbon monoxide were so high that they were actually at fatal levels.
Oh, my word.
The entire group of people could have just asphyxiated in the midst of their COVID party.
Oh my gosh.
So in addition to the fact that they are all facing, you know, fines, COVID, but they also could have asphyxiated themselves because the place that they were having a party, of course, which was blocked by a fire hazard. So like there's no escape. Like if the thing started on fire, it probably would have just gone up into a ball of flames anyway, because it was surrounded by carbon monoxide. Although I don't think carbon monoxide is flammable, but it would have sucked the oxygen out of the room, which would have killed everybody.
Right.
So this was just like, you know,
dumb on dumb. Oh,
isn't that a name of a Bob Dylan album?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Bye. I'll take my joke over here. Okay.
So the two people in the audience who got the joke, please send Holly an email and let her know that she's not on an island.
Yeah, appreciate her because we did not.
Yeah.
Sorry, Holly.
Anyway, you're not supposed to have an indoor gathering of more than
10 people?
10 people. Yeah.
Look at me.
Even 10
acing
people.
My COVID I'm quiz. Like,
who's having 10 people over?
I think it's like, and I don't know. I don't know what their regulations are, but it's like, what, 10 people in two households or something? Like, you can't have 10 people from 10 different households.
Whether that's safe or not, I think my body would, like, force myself out of the room where there are 9 other people.
So crazy.
Although I suppose at the gym that there are 10 people in a room, so never mind.
Can we just imagine, though, like, how long it's going to take us to, when we move through this moment, what we're going to have to do to process the trauma of what we've... we've been
It'll take
behaving
a lifetime.
In the world.
That's why my grandmother, up until the very day that she died, had a bag of plastic bags.
Right.
In her closet.
Right, because Depression era people wanted to save everything.
Yeah.
And then we all have some holdovers from that still, generations later.
There's always going to be a 20-pound bag of rice in my basement.
I feel like that's a euphemism, but it's so not.
No, it's not.
Got it a 20-pound bag of rice in my basement.
20-pound bag of rice. In fact, I need to go get another 20-pound bag because I just opened the most recent one.
And then you got to work your way through that, but you got to have a spare.
Well, I got to have the, once you open one bag, you got to go replace it.
That's how I am with coffee and flour.
Yeah.
Glad we had this talk. Would you like to hear one more crazy, stupid idiot?
Duh.
This one is from Abilama.
Abilama Ding Dong.
Abilama. This happened on Sunday, the 17th of January, at about 8:20 in the a.m. Police responded to a home on Massengale Drive.
No.
It's Massengale.
One word?
Yeah, Massengale Drive.
Okay.
About a burglary. A man woke up, and just please imagine this moment. You wake up in the morning. You know, it's kind of early. You're walking out of your bedroom. You're probably scratching something.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you're doing your morning. You're not expecting that anything's going to be amiss. And there's a lady standing in your bedroom drinking Coca-Cola and holding a bag of pepperoni from your refrigerator.
That's a scream and a run.
Yep.
Well, that's me on a Tuesday.
The woman told the man she was cold and hungry. And the man told the police he had to physically force her out of his home.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Jacqueline Brannon, 40, was arrested, and she has been charged with second-degree burglary. They did locate her at the Baptist church down the road. And it was a Sunday morning. So she went directly from Coca-Cola and pepperoni in a stranger's bedroom to church. Feels appropriate.
So weird.
When we come back,
I just wanted a snack.
I'm just cold and hungry and in your bedroom eating your pepperoni. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show,
eating pepperoni.
A little game we like to play called the Throwback Live. We're going to do that after this on My Talk 107.1.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.